This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I think the most important thing is for where they are. If Kevin really is serious about winning this year, and it would be in Kevin's best interest to do so, the GM gets to think of things like the next year. The head coach gets to think of, how do I get to next year? I think Joe can be that guy. And listen, I think if they're right about Kenny, Kenny can be that guy. But I just think whatever they do for that locker room, I think for that locker room to heal, and it's not just about the Deshaun stuff. But it is about the Deshaun stuff. It is about all the immaturity that seeped into that room last year, that it was apparent. And I think they have to do this right and give. It doesn't matter if it's if they draft a guy in the third round, the second round, the first round, or the seventh round. If you take a quarterback and you bring in that undrafted free agent too, yeah, everybody competes for this thing. It might naturally be weighted towards Joe Flacco because of Joe's talent or because of Joe's history and arm talent. It might also naturally be weighted towards Kenny Pickett because you gave up an asset for him and he is a former first rounder. Okay, everybody gets a chance to compete if you really want to heal that locker room.
Well, and also too, your rookie is going to get a chance to compete too.
Yeah.
What, regardless if it's the second pick, the 32nd or 33rd pick, or even down the line in the draft, that rookie...
Like undrafted?
They're going to get... No, I'm just talking about the selection they make draft weekend. That guy's going to get a shot to compete for the job with the two... Well, one veteran and the pseudo-veteran that they traded for. It's going to be a three-man competition. The fourth guy is just going to be a camp arm.
Not Deshaun, by the way. He's the fifth man. But he's not really... He's like the invisible man in this case.
He's the Instagram model.
Yeah. Everybody loves that now. That's now it's funny, but I don't hate it. We're all glomming onto it. 216-474-0092. Is this a legitimate quarterback competition or fixed from the start? Kenny Pickett, I love quotes, man. When you can't tell the tone and timbre of somebody's voice, where Kenny Pickett told TribLive.com at the Pitt spring game, said, "That's a plan, man, to start. I'm not going there to hang out. I want to go play. I'm excited. Been working hard for it, taking it day at a time." There's just something about the "I'm not going there to hang out," which really made me laugh over the weekend. I know this is a very tough... We're the football show. Everybody knows it. We know more football than everybody. And we say it many times because that means it's true. But I'm just going to tell you, Kenny Pickett being like, "I'm not going there to hang out." Okay, Kenny. All right, buddy.
I mean, I'm glad he clarified that.
You might end up being coming here to be like, the North Coast in summer is really nice, but I appreciate the attitude.
What did Jameis say? Great 90-day Airbnb or something for Cleveland?
I believe it was some of the best 90 days you'll find anywhere.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't forgotten that one. And everyone's like, it's a compliment. I was like, okay. Jeff, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, I was calling because I was wondering, why are so many people happy? It wasn't very good last year for the Colts, and the Colts had to go back to Richardson, who probably wasn't ready. And if the Colts thought he was any good, they would have kept him. I mean, I know they got Daniel Jones, but they're paying him more money than what they would have been able to, from what we paid Flacco for. They could have kept him and saved money and not took Daniel Jones. So, and then the last game he played for us in the playoff, he was terrible. But everybody's happy. I'm just confused.
I would like to point out that his numbers last year in Indy look almost identical to his numbers from 2 years ago in Cleveland. The difference is the win-loss record.
Right.
So I think from the in terms of the he looked terrible in Indy. Well, 2 years ago in Cleveland, he had a 60% completion percentage, 1,600 yards passing, 13 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. Whereas last year in Indy, 65% completion percentage, 1,700 yards, 12 touchdowns, 7 INTs. So maybe the context around the quarterback matter. And by the way, he's not Deshaun. And the last time you saw Joe Flacco, you're in the playoffs with him. That's about it.
I think the Browns could have announced they re-signed Bernie Kosar and brought him out of retirement, and there'd be a celebration from Browns fans. I think that's kind of where
that
we're
actually,
at.
Okay, you say that like that would be like a bad choice. People would absolutely lose their mind if Bernie unretired right now. And all of a sudden, you know, 31-year-old Bernie was out there. Yeah. Bernie, the Bernie that was moved on by Bill Belichick, people would worship if he could just walk through a time portal.
Yes. 100%. That's why I said that. Because, I mean, Browns fan loves nostalgia because, unfortunately, that is all Browns fan has to cling to.
Here's the thing, though. Joe fits the system. Joe's had success in the system. And again,
I would argue he's looked the best of any quarterback under Kevin Stefanski. I would make that granted, he's the only guy in franchise history to throw for 300 yards in 4 straight games. So, Joe, by the way, that happens on a weekly basis around the National Football League. Only in Cleveland, Ohio, is that a rare occurrence or historical benchmark.
Well, but I think, if there's a chance, you might not win a lot of games, right? Because
there's a very good chance they might not win a lot of games this year.
Well, but okay, the difference between 6 games and 3 games might be people's jobs, but if there's a chance you could be a 3-win team again, having an offense that looks functional would go a long way for Kevin to be like, well, yeah, we had a 40-year-old starter who could do the offense, make big plays, but he was an interception machine and he's 40 years old. That, even at 3 wins, how 3 wins looks matters. Well, and you can trust Joe, and I think they feel the same about Kenny, although you and I might disagree with them, probably, definitely. But at least then you can go, oh, well, all right, the offense looked functional. Now we just need to, you know, supercharge the quarterback position.
I guarantee you, let's assume, for sake of conversation, Joe's your week one starter. But he's, as you described, offense looks functional, but he's an interception machine. There will be a quarterback change made. Absolutely. They will not.
That's Cleveland.
They will not ride Joe Flacco to the finish line.
Don't step
they
out on a limb there, Darryl.
Absolutely make.
Don't half-ass it. Don't ride the fence. Yeah, you just said the Cleveland Browns will have a quarterback change in a quarterback room that includes Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
You just took the minus 15,000 candidate and talked about it like it was the plus 15,000 candidate.
Just tell it.
I'm going to tell you right now. No, not a lot of people are going to say this. Joe Flacco throws interceptions. Joe Flacco starts for the Browns next year. There's going to be a quarterback change. Woo! Easy there, slugger. I mean, put the guns down, Wilkes Booth. Simmer down over there.
Nobody does quarterback changes more frequently and better than the Cleveland Browns do. It's about the only thing they do well.
I'm going to tell you. You go into the season starting RG3. You're going to go to another quarterback at least once. Okay, all right. That's good. Very good analysis there.
Over under number of quarterbacks we see this season is.
I actually would like to know if we put it up against Joe Flacco's 2023 team, which had 5 quarterbacks start. Right. Whether the Browns are going to take it to 6? Can they level it up by 1? Can we get 6 quarterbacks to start this
year? There have been many unique. I think is the word I'm going to use there. It'll keep me employed. There are many unique things that have happened when it comes to Browns quarterbacks over the years. I would say getting to 6 starters in one season, even for the Browns, might be hard for them to do. So they could try. I mean, you got to have goals, Nick. But 6 quarterbacks in one season, starting quarterbacks in one season, might be hard to do. They've had 6 players take snaps in a season before, but they've never had 6 different starters.
So I think it's in the Browns' best interest to only do that. Not a break glass in case of emergency, but if a player just does...
Just for fun?
No. Because I think to use this season as a buildable year, you have to have quarterback continuity. You can't. Okay, well, Joe was functional for seven games, but you're 1-6, so we've got to find out what we have in Kenny Pickett. No, is Kenny the better quarterback than Joe Flacco? Because then you'll go there. Now, if you get to December and you are 1-11 and the rookie quarterback has shown development and you want to do what the Eagles did in 2020 with Jalen Hurts, which is bringing him a four-game audition. Similar to what they tried to do with DTR, and then he fumbled the bag so impressively that they had to take it right back. Okay, but in terms of, like, you need one guy to start the bulk of the season, yeah, and you can't have a quick leash on him. So whoever wins that job, to me, it's not about what's your win-loss record, because I don't think the quarterback's going to control that. To me, it is, okay, is the offense giving them a chance to win? Because if they're passing, that's the bar. It's not, can you be a top 10 offense? That's not the way this is set up.
Right.
Can you make occasional big plays? That also might mean negative big plays, but this can't go on quarterback. If you're scoring points, even if you're giving up points offensively, I'm sorry, whether it's Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, quarterback continuity. You can't go Flacco, Pickett, rookie. Oh, we got to go back to Joe. You can't do what Indy did last year, because that's how you turn a 6-win team into a 2-win team.
Right.
That's how you and honestly, it's how you negate growth on the offensive side of the ball, whether it's your O-line, your receivers, your running backs, whatever.
You know what the goal at quarterback should actually be this year? Can we start less than 4? Because the last 2 years, they've had to start at least 4.
Can we
start there? Can we start less than 4 guys this season?
How about we go three? Yeah, let's go less than 3.
Can we get only two guys
start a game, start games for you, you might have a chance to still be bad, but very watchable.
You might get to 6 wins.
216-474-0092. Is this a legitimate quarterback competition or fixed for the start for Joe Flacco? And big news out of Berea today, at least for me. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.